there. Oh, I didn't turn down my potentiometer. Hello, it's Mitch. Lesbian. I guess I'm in an unusually good mood because this morning I recorded some Grummage, which I will play in a moment. But walking and talking and whatnot. But I just finished recording a nice interview with Max Kaiser. Well, he interviewed me. How do you like that, audience? For the Orange Pill, which will be on the next episode. What do you want, letter S lady? I pressed the letter S lady. You know who on the... You know who. I'm so tired of good-looking people. Wait. I'm not talking about Siri. Oops, I said it. What was I finished here to say? I forgot what I was talking about. I was talking about something, and then I forgot what I was finna say. I was clicking something. I don't even remember. Well, oh yeah, so Matt, I was trying to look up the Orange Pill, what episode that is, Orange Pill podcast. So you can find that on, let's see, Max Kaiser TV on the YouTube, or on everywhere, just Orange Pill podcast, Google it. But you should watch the video to see me. The next episode, I'm trying to see what episode number that was that we just recorded. Okay, so 9 is the last one. So you will find me in being interviewed by Max Kaiser about, censorship and whatnot. Also, I talked about how I masturbate my vagina in the bathtub for you, audience. Hopefully, they'll leave it in there. So that was Orange Pill. That will be Orange Pill number 10. Look for that to post Sunday morning. I'm so juicy in the mouth today, audience. Anyway, I wanted to just read something that Roger Smalls mailed me. I want to read it before I play my very depressing walk and talk, and then I'm going to play some bloopers for you, audience. And then after that, I'm going to go shopping the grocery store. Dearest, okay, and this is from Roger Smalls, my old friend from way back when in the beginning of time. And the subject of this email is Make America Gasp Again. I'm going to start reading it now. Dearest Madge and any other guests, I hope you are well and not diseased. I wanted to pose a question regarding America which confuses me. Comma. I understand that you live there and may be able to help shed some light. It's hard for me to read Roger because his grammar is atrocious. No offense. I'm going back a little. I wanted to pose a question regarding America which confuses me. Comma, it should be a period. I understand that you live there and may be able to shed some light. Oh, not help shed some light. He just wants me to shed some light. Well, it's not hard to shed light, Roger, but you have to be well lit to shed light. So I'll turn on my ring light, and now I'm shedding light. But I don't know what that does for you when you're listening to an audio podcast. This week, Donald Trump has been condoning Joe Biden, and I don't think he doesn't mean condoning. Condoning? That means he's saying it's okay. Wait, let me see, condoning. Accept and allow behavior that is morally wrong. Now, Roger, that's the wrong one. Well, I'm just going to read it. This week, Donald Trump has been condoning Joe Biden and the Democrats for daring to provide a socialist health care. All the crazy people in the audience screamed in disgust at the very mention of socialist health care, almost like a pantomime. I don't get that either, because a pantomime doesn't talk. However, I also saw in the news that Donald Trump himself was recently very sick. He took a coronavirus cure and is now saying that he'll distribute the magical medicine to everyone in America for free. The same audience went nuts, like Oprah had given them all a truck and a BJ. Okay. I'm very confused as to... as to what... yeah, I understand what you're saying, Roger. So they were very upset at healthcare, but then they were very happy when he said he was going to distribute medicine for free. I'm very confused as to what Americans' idea of socialist medicine is, because when our British health service gives away medicine to the entire country for no money, we call it socialist healthcare. Madge, without using the word retard, please explain why the people in the Trump rally were both booing and cheering for the exact same thing. As an outsider from a different country, I find some of your people are most confusing, but generally more attractive, plump, and clean. Well, not sure about attractive or clean. Plump, yeah. Yeah. It's a really good question, though. You know, I hadn't really thought about it, but you're right. They're cheering and booing the same thing. Well, I think you told me I think it's a lack of critical thinking skills, and it's a self-perpetuating system, Roger. It's like, you know, bad education. You don't learn to think critically, and you have a bad education, which because you have a bad education. So then you're going to just be an idiot, and you're going to vote for people that don't want to give you any more education, because that would mean you'd learn how to think critically and not vote for people like them. And then you get another generation of people that are even dumber, and they vote for even dumber people. So it just keeps getting dumber and dumber. Idiocracy, I think, is what it's called. There's a movie, you should see it. Everybody drinks Mountain Dew. That's pretty much where we're at. It just happened a lot quicker than that movie would have had you believe. I remember our entire corridor on last year's cruise got the shits. Corridor. What's a corridor? Oh, on a corridor, like a hallway. I remember our entire corridor on last year's cruise got the shits. The doctor on duty gave everyone anti-diarrhea tablets for free, and he was an American. Was that socialist health care? The ship's purser also gave everyone $200 worth of chips for the casino, provided we didn't leave a bad review on TripAdvisor.com or flush any more paper. Maybe Donald should do something similar. I'm not complaining that you've found a cure and are getting it for free. As someone who enjoys socialist medicine on a daily basis, I think it's a good thing. Mother would be dead by now if it wasn't for the free lupus treatment and rubs provided. Apologies, I have not got a spirit guide this week, so I've been forced to make decisions undependably. Yours in yeast, Roger Smalls. Well, you ask some questions I don't have the answer to, Roger, and it shows me that somebody, you know, I hate to say it, but you do seem poorly educated because your sentence construction is a failure, especially with that very first run-on sentence. That should not have been a comma. It should have been a period. Maybe a colon. After that, you know, I want to pose a question regarding America, which confuses me. Yeah, period. I understand that you live there and maybe of the shits. I'm like, I think it should have been a period, not a colon. So, Roger, you give me hope because it shows me that somebody who is uneducated or poorly educated still has the ability to think critically. So maybe, I don't mean to make this about you, but I wonder if maybe you experienced brain damage. Maybe you were, in fact, educated properly, or at least your mom may have educated you how to think critically, but somehow you were damaged when the grammar department. And that's possible because not everybody is educated about everything. Not everybody, maybe you forgot. Maybe you had a bus accident and you lost the ability to think, periods. I know Deborah Wilkerson, she's been on this show a heck of a lot. She can't put a sentence together either, but she's from the South of America. Not South America, the South of America. So I call her an idiot, but she is one. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Roger, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm a huge fan of socialist medicine. I don't understand why a word, call it socialism. Why is socialism such a bad word that it's worth not getting health care so that you don't have to have it? It's insane. The world is insane, Roger. Maybe not retarded, but insane. I don't really have an answer other than that. I don't have an answer other than that. It's just insane. Maybe it's a parallel universe. I read something about CERN or maybe it was some other, I think it's CERN in Switzerland, where they have those Large Hadron Colliders, and they're going to prove that there's a parallel universe or something. And maybe we're in the wrong one, you and me, Roger. Maybe you're in the right one, I'm in the wrong one. I don't know, but it's insane. It's insane, Roger. I wish I had the answer for you. I don't, but you've pinpointed something that is such a fundamental concern of mine that it really causes me to do this podcasting grum. Anyway, thanks for the question and the questions, Roger. I'm sorry I don't have a better answer for you, but I would like to tell you that I appreciate these letters, Roger. And I would like anyone who wants to send me emails to, I don't know, something might be wrong with my email holder, because I got, Twinkle Boy said he didn't get one. I know Roger tried to send it to me, and I don't know, maybe something's wrong with my bloated lesbian, but when I test it, it works. Maybe try bloatedlesbianjew @gmail.com. I don't know. You can also use another email, rishi@hotmail.com. I don't fucking know. Get it to me. Or you can always call Firm Uterus. That's always safe. Call Firm Uterus. And I've got a Twitter sheet. I've got a Twitter sheet there. Bloated Lesbian. I've got an Instagram, Madge Weinstein. And I hope you all. I'm going to play this horrible walkabout. And then some of my last side of this one bloopers album. I don't know when we're going to play next on the next drum, but let's have some fun. And it's been real.
She's one of these people that was like, believers walk around going,
hello, audience. Me, Madge. And for me, right now, I'm recording this on a Wednesday. And it's about, 11 o'clock. Got a meeting in a half hour. So I took a break. I went to the Starbucks. And now I'm walking around talking to you. And I must say, I'm feeling somewhat blue listening to the Amy Coney Barrett hearings. And I mean, few things are less satisfying than Supreme Court hearings, because really, they don't say anything wrong, I guess. And it's all legal mumbo jumbo. Mostly, I don't even understand what the fuck they're talking about. Anyway, plus, we all know the result. She's going to get confirmed. So, and it's going to be horrible, I think. But, once again, you never know, because sometimes they surprise us. But, I don't know. I'd like to think she is what she represents, somebody who's unbiased and, you know, fair. And sometimes they can be. Sometimes they really can surprise one, you know, and judge fairly. I think the Supremes sometimes, yeah, can be fair more. I mean, it's really the only branch of government that isn't completely crazy. Partisan all the time. However, based on what I've read about her, she will disappoint. She will be partisan. And this fucking Ted Cruz was just on there. Oh, there's a street cleaner. This fucking Ted Cruz was on there saying they're like, yeah, I hate to use overused word, you know, zeitgeisty words, but they act like they're gaslighting people who say, well, Republicans are trying to overturn Obamacare, and then we won't have pre-existing condition protection. God, that's fucking loud. Sorry. Jesus. So, saying, of course, every senator has said we will protect pre-existing conditions. Well, they neglect some really important detail, which is how. And the fact of the matter is, they've got a Supreme Court case on the docket that could easily invalidate the ACA, even though it's a flimsy case that no sane judge would, you know, validate. But somehow it got as far as it did anyway, even though it's a garbage case. But Oh, what? It's coming back now? Motherfucker. Oh, these fucking street cleaners. All the fucking noisy machines. They drive me nuts. I just don't feel like it's all necessary. Where was I? But they're gaslighting us. Anyway, so if the Obamacare, the ACA, gets overturned, there's nothing to replace it. So it just means the law would be invalid, and there wouldn't be no pre-existing conditions, protections. I mean, it's not, you just can't, don't magically get pre-existing condition protection because a bunch of senators said they don't, you know, that's what they want. What they want to do is they want to take it away and then force the legislature to replace it with something on an emergency basis, I guess. I don't know. It's fucking crazy. But if they invalidate Obamacare, then all the shit that comes with it is gone. I've already talked about this shit. The under 26 thing, the lifetime maximums, the pre-existing conditions, the ER visits being covered, the vaccinations being covered, the preventative, the free colonoscopies, all that shit's gone. All of it's gone. And then we have to start all over again, which is ridiculous because that took decades to get that. Even though, and critics are right that it has raised premiums a lot, but that's because somebody has to pay for it, and it was designed to be only, it's kind of flawed because Obamacare or ACA was designed to be a commercial insurance system, and that means for the insurance companies to make money and still cover people with who are sick, they have to charge a fuck ton of money. The only way around that is Medicare for all, which is what Bernie was trying to do. So we basically have three choices. No ACA, and we're back to the way we were before. People who are sick just, you know, die if they don't have some really expensive state plan that they can opt into, or, you know, quit their jobs and go to Medicaid somehow. If their state covers Medicaid, I don't know. Or we can keep the status quo and continue to have expensive premiums for people who want insurance and who aren't sick, and those who are sick at least get to live. Or we could have a real good system like Medicare for all and be fucking normal, like a real civilized society, which is what we need. So, I mean, obviously I prefer the third choice, but I'll settle for the ACA because honestly I need it to live. And it's unconscionable to do otherwise. To just go back to where we were is even worse. You know, I'm sorry for the people that have to pay really high premiums to take care of people like me, but, you know, the only other option is Medicare for all. It's so fucked, isn't it? I don't know what to say about it. So, I hope they don't overturn it. I don't fucking know. Anyway, enough about that. What else? I don't know. I don't want to talk serious, but I don't know what else to talk about. I'm trying to figure out a way to do my... You know, I get in these spaces, mental spaces, where I try to figure shit out technically. So right now, you know, I do this Drag Race podcast with Fashion Slurry, and I'm trying to get to a place where I can do it without, basically, portably. So right now, who was calling me? Who's calling me from England three times? I'm sure it's a spoof number. Anyway, or maybe it's Roger Smalls. I don't know. What was I talking about? I forgot. Oh, yeah. So right now, you know, I have a physical, a hardware Motu interface I've had for 15 years that I use. And I've got to use a lot of cables and wires. And I've got it figured out so that I can record and screen share these, you know, basically it's a watch party. So I'm playing Drag Race on my Chrome browser, using Discord to do a screen share, and then where I'm sharing it with Fashion Slurry and at times another participant, and we're all able to hear the audio synced from my computer, watching the video from my computer, and all able to talk to each other and still record, and I can still record it. And that's kind of hard to do without a physical interface. So that's what I've been trying to do. It's complicated because the audio doesn't really come with Discord. So when you screen share on Discord, it's not really sharing the audio. I don't know, I can't really explain it. It's like it's just sharing the video. So for me to share the audio, I have to kind of jack it and route it, and it's just very complicated and weird. I might have it working, I might not, but I need Deborah to like help me figure it out. See if she can test it with me. I don't like virtual devices, I like hardware. I have a hard time with abstract thought. So when I see this abstract device, so I have to use this loopback thing. Oh, what am I even talking about? This is so fucking boring. Nobody cares. I don't know what I'm talking about. I guess I have nothing else to talk about. Well, what else? We're getting our water heaters replaced today at the condo. Already told you about that. So that's happening, which means no hot water. They said no hot or cold water, but right now the cold water is working, which is good because I was afraid I might have to duty. Again, I already dutied once today. But I might have to duty again because, you know, that's just how it goes for me sometimes. Otherwise, I might chart. Also, today I have a conversation with Max of the Orange Pill podcast. I'm recording that at about 2:15 p.m. I don't know what we're going to talk about. It's called Boy Talk, which is weird because I'm a girl. But Stacy has this idea where she wants to do girl talk with me and her, and then boy talk with me and Max. I don't understand why we need to call it that, but, you know, I mean, it's whatever. I'm up for anything. You know, I'm a woman. I'm modern. I'm a lesbian. And I'm not tied to my gender identifications or anything like that. I'm tired of the pandemics. I want to get out of here. I want to travel. I don't feel like it's going to end. I feel like, maybe I'm just negative, but I feel like the vaccines aren't going to come anytime soon. There was another failure yesterday, I think. Something failed. Somebody had a bad reaction to one of the vaccines or something. I don't know. And then, you know, Trump might be leaving, but then they're trying to pull more email shit with him, doing the email, Hail Mary email pass like they did with Hillary. Hopefully it won't work. Jesus, it's fucking just annoying. But like, I'm like, yeah, oh good, I hope Biden wins. But then even if Biden wins, like, Trump is leaving this wake of basically landmines in Biden's path. You know, between the deferred employment insurance payments to the Obamacare case, this nasty Supreme Court justice. Plus, I still think he's going to fight in court the election. And why am I still talking about this? Oh, somebody's wearing hazmat suits, painting a house. Looks weird. They're wearing full-on hazmat suits. I wonder what's going on. Maybe there's an asbestos problem. And maybe somebody COVID'd out. Oh, it's a real estate sale. Oh, gosh. This is horrible trying to talk, audience, when I have nothing to say. Just bitchy. Well, early voting started today, so I can do that. But I don't know who to vote for. I mean, it's hard to figure out who to vote for. And I like to go with the Windy City Times. The gay paper usually puts something out. But last year, I voted before they put it out, so I had a guess. It's hard to know which judges to vote for. I just try and avoid the First, I vote for, I think I've talked about this before, I look for the most minorities. So I'll go for a black woman first, then maybe a black Latina, then maybe a, I mean, woman, and then, I mean, a white, I mean, female Latina. Well, I guess all Latinas are female, but you're supposed to say Latinx now. And then I'd prefer, after that, maybe like a, you know, a man, a black man, black Latino. It's redundant, I guess. You can't say nothing right. And then after that, you know, maybe a woman who sounds like Jewish. Last choice would be like a woman who's either Italian or Irish, because I'm always afraid they're tied up in some sort of corruption scams. My last choice is, of course, a white man. But at least before a white man, I'll take a white Jewish man, because I do trust Jewish lawyers more. They tend to be liberal, and they tend to be, you know, related. Yeah, so, you're right. I'm on Buckingham Street. I'm not on the street with the chickens. Well, this is a horrible grum today, because at least I know that I can, that you can skip this, audience. We can take comfort in the fact that you can skip this. I feel so toxic and negative that I just have nothing to offer. But I feel like I have to put something out or I'll get out of habit. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. I really didn't feel like talking, but I just feel like I have to talk to get this, to get something out there as a matter of habit. My experience in grumming is when I lose the habit, it's dangerous. It's like not going to the gym, although I haven't done that in 2 months either because of my worm. Yeah, so hopefully soon. I believe November 6th I'm supposed to go back to the girl, to the doctored, whether it's a T or a turd, same thing. And then I shall hopefully get permission to be normal again, write my music later, and all that sort of thing, you know, all that sort of thing, right. But what I'm looking at is very nice, at least, very pretty. Fall day. I don't like fall. Fall's depressing because it means winter's coming. I'm not one of those fall people. I'm a spring person. I like spring. Fall is depressing. It means the end of the world. You know, it's hard to look forward to stuff. I don't know. I want this pandemic to end. I want Trump to end. I'm tired of bad things happening. I mean, he doesn't even have the fucking virus anymore. He went on. I read a really good, you know, Instagram meme or whatever you call that, when people post a bunch of words on a picture. It said, you know, don't buy all this Trump bullshit that the virus isn't that big a deal, because this guy had access to treatments that normally they don't give to people until they're at the very end, you know, till they're deathly ill. We don't have the resources to give people all these life-saving treatments when they're just at a very early stage of the disease. I mean, that just happened to him because he's the fucking president. So he was treated differently, audience. He was treated differently. And that's the story. You don't get treatment that way, and I imagine the rest of the White House didn't get sick, and fat Chris Christie didn't get sick because they have access to preemptive treatments. And I guess those treatments work, but, you know, you can get Regeneron to everybody who gets COVID, who's over, you know, 65 or whatever. And I find myself questioning everything because the propaganda is so strong. I mean, sometimes I think, well, maybe it's true. Maybe we're just exaggerating. Maybe it's just a panic. Maybe we don't need these masks. Maybe it's less virulent. But then I look and I think, well, where's the evidence for that? Yeah, I don't know. It's so confusing. The evidence is basically just people talking. What the fuck is ringing? Oh, my God, I can't take it. Oh, it's the school. It's a school bell. But there's nobody at the school, but the bell is ringing regardless. Ding, ding, ding-a-ling. I hope the chickens don't mind. The chickens are at the school. I don't think they like that sound. I don't like it either. God, I've been talking 20 minutes, haven't said a fucking thing. How horrible for you to be my audience. Well, that's just how it is. It is what it were. Yep. It is what it were. And that's what she said. It is what it were. It is what it is, and what it were, and what it is. Mm-hmm. Gertl. All right. Well, that's all I'm going to say for now. It's been a lovely audience. And I'm going to go finish my job and go to my webinar and have some fun. Audience, bye.
Here's a news item that was handed to a newscaster without it being checked in advance.
And in the head-on collision of the two passenger cars, five people were killed in the crash. Two, seriously. An announcer, after a hard and long day at the studio, admitted he had other things on his mind when it came time for doing this commercial for a beauty salon.
Ladies, when it's time for a trip to the beauty parlor, remember it's Helen's on 5th and Main Street. Helen's has the reputation for being the town's finest beauty saloon.
And we want you to remember that all of this hour's records are dedicated to this month's June Brides, as we now listen to It Only Hurts for a Little While.
Let's tune in on your comparative shopper of the air.
Our price survey, made at the various local department stores here in town, shows very little change in prices. Our survey shows that the only items pertain to ladies' dresses and men's pants. Ladies' dresses are going up and men's trousers are going down all over town.
And now back to our all request recorded program. We've had a request for a record by that popular Irish tenor, Mary O'Lanza.
Oh, did you see today's Wall Street Journal trying to cheer itself up? Reports on the lady who was shopping for a frilly nightgown as a birthday present for her pet poodle. They didn't have any, but the store clerk said, if you'll measure the dog, we'll have one made. And the lady said, oh, I couldn't do that. I want it to be a surprise. Page two.
One of the most spectacular kinds of automobile accidents is the one in which a car not only gets banged up, but bursts into flames. What makes it really horrible is the idea that a driver and his passengers, stunned by the accident, may be trapped inside the burning car. The National Safety Council says that, fortunately for most of us, this type of spectacular smash-up is very rare. Only one driver... Good night, Mother. The thing that stuns people inside a car. Well, someday it's just doesn't make it up.
Attention, young ladies. Attention, young ladies. Your country needs your services. Hospitals throughout the nation are greatly understaffed. Nurses are urgently needed. Volunteer to be one of America's white-clapped ladies of mercy.
We take you now to Minneapolis and hear the MC of a program known as Polka Dance Party.
Well, radio audience, this is a sad day for this program. Alice Dale, who has been mistress of ceremonies on this show with me, is leaving after 5 years. The producers of this program and the sponsors have decided that her replacement will come from the ranks of our loyal radio listeners. All you talented ladies who feel that you can do the job can apply. So ladies, if you want to be my mistress, call Newton 20161.
We now take you to the 50-yard line, where a Big Ten football game is in progress.
The center snaps the ball back. Peters on a handoff from the quarterback. He cuts off tackle. He's down to the 30, the 20. The 10, and he's hit by number 88 with a ferocious tackle. It knocks Peters out of bounds. Oh, Peters is stretched out with his teammates gathered around him. It may be that bad leg again. Looks like a bad break for them. Now the coach has decided to take him out, and Peters is limping off the field as a hush falls on the state rooters. Now, looks like the team will have to play with Peters out.
On the television show This Is Your Life, guests and relatives are usually flown in by a well-known airline. On one occasion, Lily Pons, the noted opera star, was the one whose life was being recreated. The master of ceremonies asked her mother if she had been flown in by the airline.
Oh, no, I don't like the aeroplane. It's not safe. I took the train.
We return you to the speaker's platform, where the audience is being addressed by Adlai Stevenson.
Protest demonstrations have taken place by workers whose trade union rights have been betrayed, by Catholics whose freedom of expression has been circumscribed, by professional men... Well, I believe it at least is a Christian right.
Let's listen to an introduction of famous news commentator John Cameron Swayze.
Stay tuned for John Solomon Quasey and the news.
All of society is expected to turn out for the charity ice show to be staged at our arena on February 3rd. One of our girls, Miss Lizzie Barker, will be competing in the figure shaking championship.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce our cooking expert, who will tell you all about our new Betty Baker's Crock Mix. Betty Crocker's Bake Mix.
Good morning. Today we are going to bake a spice cake with special emphasis on how to flour your nuts.
Let's listen to this proud professor of music telling a radio audience about one of his pupils on a program that originated from a well-known college of music.
Our next number is Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, featuring our own violin virtuoso, Saul Tannenbaum. You will notice Mr. Tannenbaum plays passages of ease with the greatest of difficulty.
Play-by-play sports announcers sometimes get so carried away by the excitement of the moment that they forget that they are broadcasting on a live microphone to millions of people.
The bases are loaded. Count is 2 balls and 2 strikes on Wierowski. Here comes a pitch. It's a long fly deep to right field. Miller's fading back, drops his sunglasses over his eyes, and the son of a bitch dropped the ball with 3 on and 2 out.
A rock and roll disc jockey inadvertently picked up a recording left in his studio by a previous program which featured an hour of concert music. He picked up a recording of a Rachmaninoff piano concerto and gave it the following introduction.
Now, here's a record that features a selection by Rachmaninoff. Must be some new cat. Let's give it a listen, too.
We take you directly to a county fair in Arkansas.
While we're waiting for the main event to start, you might as well tell you about some other things that are happening down here, too. Now, Charlie Haybaker, he's from Hickory Grove, R.D., he has his nuts on display on a counter just down the aisle.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of Lightmare Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of Nightmare Theater featuring Frankenstein will not be seen due to the fact that our film department cannot locate the last reel of the movie. In its place, we'll show you the last half of a Shirley Temple picture, the title of which I do not know as yet.
Performers in radio and television have to start their careers somewhere. Mike fright is one of the beginner's biggest problems. Here's a case where a young lady had great difficulty in getting the words out on her first broadcast, which dealt with fashions.
And now for the latest from the fashion world. It is good news for men. Women are going to wear their dresses. Yeah. And now for the latest from... Yeah. And now from the... And now for the latest from the fashion world. It is good news for men. Women are not going to wear their dresses any longer this year.
Lowell Thomas, and the news. All of you, a few more unforgettable words.
About a new book called Diet or Die. Author, Mrs. Celesta Geyer, perhaps better known to millions of carnival fans as the one-time Dolly Dimples. Remember, the world's most beautiful fat lady? That was the billing Mrs. Geyer used when she weighed 555 pounds. Count them, 555 pounds. Now a svelte 122. She tells in her book how she did it, following the advice of a doctor who told her after a near-fatal heart attack to diet or die. The secret of effective weight loss, massive willpower, says Mrs. Geyer, adding that her own willpower was strengthened by the memory. Well, anyhow, she said that her fat friends from carnival life died at an early age, later buried from the back of a truck. Those her own words. Why truck? Because, said Mrs. Geyer, they were too big for a hearse. Oh, God.
And so long until Monday, Lowell. Listen each evening, Monday through Friday at this same time, for the distinctive news reports of Lowell Thomas.
Let's listen to an important public service message about the Salk polio vaccine.
Since the latest outbreak of this crippling disease, over 150,000 shots have been administered to children in 13 states. So remember, be sure to get your pork polio vaccine.
Bing Crosby, wrap your troubles and dreams, take four.
Castles may tumble, that's made after all. Life's really funny that way. Sang the wrong melody, we'll play it back. See what it sounds like, hey, hey. They cut out 8 bars, the dirty bastard. And I didn't know which 8 bars he was gonna cut. Why don't somebody tell me these things around here? Holy Christ, I'm going off my nut.
Oh, you young men don't know what a thrill it is for me to be up here this afternoon addressing you. We want all you Cub Scouts to know that you should pick your own leader. Who can be like myself, either a male or female, or a combination of both?
For a limited time, you can take advantage of this brand new refrigerator trade-in offer and get a new self-defrosting refrigerator with all the latest features. Housewives, here's a chance to trade. I'm
sorry. What in the hell happened?
I'm sorry, my hand hit the mic. For a limited time, you can take advantage of this brand new refrigerator trade-in offer and get a new self-defrosting refrigerator with all the latest features. Housewives, here's a chance to trade in your old box for $150. Sounds like a great idea.
And so we conclude another in the Pardon My Blooper series of classic radio and television boners. Additional albums in this series will be released soon. Until we meet then, this is your narrator leaving you with the words of Alexander Pope, who said, "To err is human, to forgive, divine."
Thank you.
Okay, give me your number, ma'am.